Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is, about to speak. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there. Ahoy there, ahoy. John. Ever captained a ship, John, or a boat? Ever been in charge? Yep. In charge of a boat and had other people on it that you're in charge of?
Yes.
Have you?
Canal boat.
Really?
Yeah. Driven a canal boat.
Do you drive a boat, John, or sail?
I don't know what you do, actually.
Where was the canal? Which canal?
Oh, I've done it a few times.
No.
It was
an experienced.
Yeah, experienced.
Captain.
Skipper.
Skipper, that's what I was looking for.
Wearing a big yellow rain mac.
Lovely, a sou'wester. And did you have a hat on? I've worn ironically, but actually quite proud of
that. No, my little brother did have an ironic hat, as I remember rightly, but I didn't wear it. No, we were on the canal between Bath and Bristol, whichever one that is.
What, is that the Avon Canal,
John? I think
John?
It could be, yeah.
Don't sound much of a skipper if you don't even know the canal between
I need to consult my
Bath
charts.
And Bristol, which is on Avon, John. So I'm assuming that's the Avon Canal. I don't know, though. Let's find out.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right.
Did a few in Wales as well.
We've considered a canal boat holiday, John, the family and I.
Yeah.
But what puts my wife and I off is the possibility of drowning, people drowning on holiday, the children, which isn't a holiday, is it?
No.
Wouldn't be a holiday. Constantly worried that someone was going to fall off the boat. Just constantly.
No, my little brother fell and it's fine. It's not that deep.
Did he?
Yeah.
I tell you what, Gammy Knee and Nicola. 0800 111 111 Childline.
Gammy Knee through the, you know, I mean, one of the most exciting bits of the canal boat is the lock.
Oh yes,
that's quite.
I would have thought that's the exciting bit.
But it's quite exciting and also terrifying. It's quite involved. Yes. There's a lot that happens, and you have to use the windlass. The little, you put it into the gate, and then you wind it, and the lock opens.
Yeah, I know how a lock works, John. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
if you remember when we walked from between my house and Benson. Lock, John. We walked over the lock.
The problem is when you wind the lock, it builds up quite a lot of tension on the old windlass.
Oh, so not in the family.
Well,
which I was getting to wear the hat.
If you then let go of the windlass mid-wind, it spins back at 100 miles an hour the other way, and it did that and flew straight into the lock, and we lost it.
What a lovely story.
Yeah.
Well done, Gammy. So what did he do? Buy a new one or?
I think we just didn't tell them that we'd lost the windlass. He also dropped the map in the canal as well, which was quite fun.
You can't not tell them. What about all the other people? This story has not cast a good light on Gammy Knee. We've seen the darker side. The darker side.
Darker side of the knee.
There we are. Okay. And I quite fancy it. But the drowning puts me off. But also, if you go away for like 4 days, you only go like 4 miles an hour or
something. It's not a fast moving experience.
So
yeah.
If you go away for 4 days, you might just end up like 15 miles from your house.
Yes, the key is to go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah, because we can get it from like literally outside our house.
Yeah, don't do that.
Could just end up like in the next village. And that, what a lovely holiday. walk home. We'll walk home. It's okay. It'll be quicker. Well, there we are. Very good, John. Hey, yeah. Bit jolly, aren't we? I mean, it's early. If I sound tired, it's my fault. It's early. It's 9 o'clock.
It's a breakfast meeting.
Breakfast meeting of the Nat Obs pod. But we have an agenda, don't we, John? Like all good breakfast meetings.
Yes.
We have an agenda of, we've got a list, haven't we, John, of things we're going to try and do today in today's
Will
podcast.
Will we get through it?
Just go through the list and see what we can end up doing.
Well, because we've come up with quite a few ideas of late.
And loads of ideas. We've been riffing ideas, haven't we, John?
I write them down. And I've accumulated quite the list.
And you told me, oh, I'll put that on the list. And I was, what list? I didn't know there was a list. I thought we just turned up. But of course, no, John is a lot more organised than me.
I mean, here's the list. First of all, it's the acronym PTOTL.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on the list.
I can hear Roger O'Brien saying it.
New catchphrase.
Here, Gary, put that on the list. Retain list.
Yeah.
Get him on the list. Get him on the transfer list. Don't really have a transfer list anyway.
It doesn't happen anymore, does it?
People used to be transfer listed all the time if they'd like got in trouble.
You're on the list.
You're on the list. You're available for transfer. And like, there was always the threat. Putting the whole team on the transfer list. That was always stupid.
Yeah, I'm sure a few met. Didn't Roy McFarlane do that or something? The whole squad.
When managers, the whole squad. What, you're going to have no players? someone's going to come and buy the whole squad, are they?
It's
an empty threat, John.
PTOTL. We've got quite a list.
Yeah, I'll put that on the other list.
So we've got. You said, I want to do something about line of duty. But I've got written down
AC 12.
Linesman of duty, Stan Weedon, ?
I mean, it's a good idea. I think it lives and dies there. That's probably it. Stan Weedon is called in by AC 12. They found out he didn't actually have his lino.
Well, it's corrupt referees, isn't it? And Stan's got to root them out.
Yes. Now we're sucking pasties. You know, I'm interested in one thing and one thing only, bent refs.
I'm interested in one thing only, and that's jumping out of the pop side.
Oh, God. It must have been Stan Weedon's dream come true, that.
So
there's a definite mileage in that. If anyone wants to fill in some gaps for us there, linesman of duty, we could perhaps do that further down the line. But yeah, come on.
Next idea on the list, James Hammond's Pro Shop. Now, this comes from Gary Johnson's Good Friday update.
Yes.
Did a few updates on some of the club's loanees.
He said, risen.
Rob Street and Max Sheaf have gone back for the time being to their parent clubs. James Hammond is now out of his loan contract from Truro and he is now beginning his job once again at the golf club.
Let's not laugh. Now look, James Hammond came on.
I was just really surprised. I was just really surprised to read it, that was all.
Let's discuss James Hammond, John, because there's a life, isn't it? He lives on Guernsey, plays for Truro. He's obviously a supremely talented sports person.
Mm.
Isn't he? But just not quite good enough to be professional at anything. Is he? He's nearly there, John.
Well, you know, so now he works in the
good for Guernsey. He's GFG. Good for Guernsey.
I was just very surprised to read it, so I thought we could, cross to the pro
Look,
shop.
Obviously, very.
Can I tell you about my 5 minutes? Sonny Holm wasn't that. I've got a tea time. I'm sorry. Another time.
And a bag of balls, please, James.
I came out
right at the end and I caught the ball and I was relieved because I'd let one in 2 minutes earlier. How long had you been on for? 6 minutes. I did a good dive though. There's me diving. Look at this. What's that picture on the back of the driving range there? James. Oh, that's me in goal for Torquay United.
That's the world's tallest striker. Did you know?
There he is. And I'm diving for the ball. Did you save it? No.
Well, I'm
had a great time with the lads.
Yeah.
Great time with the lads. So good with the lads that they both actually bought in another goalkeeper while I was there as well. So the team that had two goalkeepers ended up with four goalkeepers. Poor James Hammond. Not poor James Hammond. He's got a nice life, isn't he, John? He's a golf pro. He plays in goal for like a decent level. I don't feel sorry for him at all.
He's had a great time.
He's turned out for Torquay United, which is more than we've ever done, John.
Exactly.
In the National League, away at Solihull Moors.
Yep.
And something mad has to happen at Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? James Hammond's Pro Shop. We should have done it this weekend, actually, because it's the Masters, isn't it, John? John Rahm.
We should have done it.
That's my tip. John Rahm, 11 to 1.
The nappy factor. as they're saying.
Oh, is that? Yes, because that does happen.
He's had a bait move.
So start with, so we haven't done Stan Whedon's lines of duty. James Hammond's pro shot. We could come back to these, John. Sorry, put that on your
put
list.
Put that on the list. Interview Mick Whitfield.
I'd love to interview Mick Whitfield. I'm not joking. I see
this
him on Twitter.
Ben Whitfield's dad.
Ben Whitfield's dad. You see him, we find Mick Whitfield on Twitter. He is a straight-talking guy, John. He tells you how it is. He seems like a good bloke. And he's brought up a son who's an excellent footballer. He's a thoroughly good guy. So maybe a further on down the line, John. Big chat with Mick Whitfield.
Big chat. Ray Duffy's Legends of the Hornchurch Era.
Ah, well, yes. Now, that... We can't do that, actually, John, which is a shame, because I've set up another event.
Okay.
Which is Legends of the John Cornforth Era.
Right.
Which I hope you'll be joining me in. I can just tell you who we've got on it. What it is, it's we've got John Cornforth isn't available for it, unfortunately.
Right, okay, that's a shame.
Which is a shame. I couldn't get John Cornforth.
Put on his milk round.
Is he a milkman now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we've got a couple of players from the era. Darren Baxter, John.
Who?
Darren Baxter, one appearance.
I don't remember him at all.
Okay, and we've got Darren Garner.
Oh yeah, I do remember him. Yeah,
these are all 2006 players in the the Cornforth era.
Yeah.
Lloyd Kerry, John. We've got seven appearances.
Yeah.
One goal. And we've also got Adam Murray.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
And Matt Willis, the goalkeeper. Remember the goalkeeper, John? Is he the goalkeeper? This isn't very good. Cause I don't know who people are. Oh, no. Matt Willis.
Oh,
sorry,
Matt Willis. Oh, no. Sorry, yes, Matt I do Willis. Remember Matt Willis.
Willis.
Yeah.
He's not a goalkeeper. He's a
defender, yeah.
He played for Taunton Town, Bridgewater, Plymouth, Torquay United,
Change
Western Supermare.
Change at Exeter.
he's a train station player, as we say. Tiverton Town, Biddeford and Yate Town. So we've got all those players, John. Legends of the Cornforth era.
Okay, I'm interested.
It's actually just a WhatsApp group.
Right.
It's not, you don't get to see it or anything.
But you can just chat to...
You just get to join a WhatsApp group
Adam
with those
Murray,
lads.
Darren Garner.
And then you can ask up to three questions for that and then you are removed from the WhatsApp group. The John Cornforth era WhatsApp group.
As an aside, you should buy tickets for the Legends of the Buckle era.
Do buy tickets. That looks very, very good. They've done a very good job so far. I'm sure it's going to be excellent. Buy tickets for that, which is this Friday night, I think. I think it's £10. All money goes to charity. They've got Ellen Chamberlain. They've got Paul Buckle. They've got Mance. They've got Kevin Nicholson.
Wayne Carlisle.
Wayne Carlisle.
Martin Gritton.
Martin Gritton. It's going to be a great, great night. It's going to be a superb night. And I think it's going to lots of different charities. And book tickets for that. Go and see them lads on the it's a Talkie United website, John, a podcast, John. So I don't know what that is, but good luck to them.
Do you want to work out what's coming up in the podcast?
Why not, John? Tell us what's coming up in the podcast.
Well, we've done most of it.
That's it, is it?
We've got lots of National League news. Some letters.
Lovely.
I think we're going to chat to Hearst.
Oh,
he's got
right,
a bit of
lovely.
For us.
Well, why would we be chatting? Normally talk to him when we're losing and we've won. Got 6 points out of six, John.
Well, he's not happy.
Oh.
He's not happy with the style of football, I believe.
When is he happy?
He's never happy.
I expect Hearst is telling everyone to get the AstraZeneca. Because he's thinking, get the blood clot pound. He's after that blood clot pound, John. He'll have ate the bloody vaccine, Hearst, won't he? Because it all slowed down. Death rate
Well, he might have
down.
Something to say about that, but he's also, he's got hidden depths.
Okay.
Hearst.
Okay.
And, he's
rather like the lock. where you lost the handle.
David Jones's locker. Took the windlass.
Took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it, isn't it?
That's it, is it, John? Lovely, smashing.
We've got a couple of other bits on the list that we could. I'll just fire it at you throughout.
Okay,
as we're
go on. Yeah, sure, lovely. Because put that on your list, right? I tell you what, put on your list. Fire things at me as we go along. Put that on your list.
PTOTL. Do you want some?
I'm saying put that on your list, and you're saying put that on the list. So
okay.
I don't know if the acronym's right, John.
Have you got a preference?
I quite like the aggression of put that on your list.
Put that on your list.
PTOYL. I quite like it.
Let's get back to Friday. In
yes,
the
John, good Friday.
Easter weekend, good Friday. It was Notts County 1, Wrexham 0. It was Ian Birchnell's first win at Notts County.
Well done, Ian. Well done.
Obviously, entertainer first.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame.
Football manager second.
Bit of a shame because they're now doing really well and hunting us down, John. So it turns out he might actually be quite good. So
well, he's had two wins in a row. They still lost to Hornchurch, though. So, yeah.
Hornchurch. Yeah, but that wasn't his team. We can say it wasn't the. What he'll start saying soon is, well, my thoughts are getting through to the players now. Starting to play. This is becoming my squad now.
Yeah. Hartlepool 2, Dagenham 1. Aldershot 1, Stockport County 2. So, a little bit annoying that. Barnet 0, Solihull Moors 2. Kyle Hudlin scored for Solihull Moors. Lowest tallest strike. He was just wandering around, waving to the aeroplanes up there at 35,000 feet.
Was V Barnet, wasn't it? Was V Barnet.
Yeah.
Doesn't really count.
Doesn't count. Elsewhere, Borehamwood 0, Sutton United 0, which is a very good result.
Lovely. Well done, Borehamwood. How many draws is that in a row now? Borehamwood.
It's about their millionth draw in a row. They are really good at drawing. In fact, I think they've just signed Tony Hart. Going goal. Stuff. They're so good at drawing. This is the new Borehamwood music now.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. They have drawn a lot of games.
A lot of draws for Borehamwood.
Bromley 2, Wealdstone 2. So a fairly uninspiring start for new manager Andy Woodman there at Bromley. Eastleigh 0, Chesterfield 1. Talk United 1, Woking 0, of course.
Get in!
Excellent results.
Awful match. Terrible match. We were so bad. It was all so bad. It's so bitty.
I didn't really understand why Woking sort of came and tried to just scrape a 0-0 draw.
What's the point?
There's no
in that?
Relegation. The manager's under fire. What? Why?
Wouldn't you, if you were Woking, wouldn't you just go for it?
Yeah.
All out attack.
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, I think they had a few injuries as well, like Torquay do. But I didn't get it.
Isn't it just the point that you know those teams can just go for it because they're relaxed? They've got nothing to play for.
Yeah. I didn't get it. Very strange. So Alan Dowson.
Entertainment. It's an entertainment business, John.
Under fire at Woking at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see if he's still there next season.
I saw Martin Tyler having a go at the ref at the end of the game.
Was he?
Yes. He's going, Sam Matterface is not better than me.
Come on,
there aren't a fresh crop of young people coming through. I should keep my job.
Alan Dowson's going to have to start packing up his porter cabin before long. Packing
Alan.
Up his stuff.
I wonder what Alan would have his eyes on the Gateshead job or something, wouldn't he, Alan?
And the other game from Friday, from Good Friday, was Weymouth 2, Maidenhead 1. Maidenhead were 1-0 up. Manny Perry sent off. And Weymouth turned it round late on a late winner from that man again, Andrew Dallas.
Ah, lovely stuff.
He can't stop scoring.
Is he any relation to Stuart Dallas? The Leeds United player, John?
I don't think so. He's American, isn't he, Stuart?
And that is where that conversation
it
ends.
It just ended, didn't it?
We've got Weymouth next. Now, I think we're underestimating Weymouth.
They're on very good form.
John.
And of the teams that came up, they're doing a lot better than Kings Lynn.
I know Gary won't be, and I know the team won't be, but I feel like everyone's so focused on next Tuesday night v Sutton that we're sort of forgetting we've got to play Weymouth in the meantime, because it's always like a pre-season friendly.
You called it a pre-season friendly on Twitter.
It is. We've got a pre-season friendly on Saturday. We beat them 3-2, didn't we, at home?
Yeah.
And we absolutely smashed them, but we let them back into the game, didn't we? And we didn't have Danny Wright v Weymouth, and I think that wouldn't be a massive difference on Saturday. I think he will be all over Weymouth.
And then Sean McDonald in goal. Panicking.
No negativity, John.
No, you're right.
It's not panic with Sean McDonald. It's like his brain goes, right, go for it. Get it. Get the ball. You know when a dog sees a tennis ball? It's a ball. It's a car. It's a ball. Get it. Get the ball.
Maybe that's why he conceded 4 at Maidenhead, because there's trains going past in the background.
Writing the numbers down.
Let's go to Easter Monday as well, because another full
Yes, John. Before we do, John, what Easter eggs did you get? Any getting Easter eggs?
Yes. What did I get? I think
you can't remember.
It was a white chocolate. What's some white chocolate? I can't remember.
White chocolate,
yeah.
John.
Oh, I love white chocolate.
Oh, you've gone down in my estimate.
Really?
Something we didn't know about John. Getting to know all about you. Yes. White chocolate,
what do you
John.
Mean,
it's the worst
it's
chocolate.
It's the best chocolate. Oh, no. Oh, you're so wrong.
We've fallen out. the away kit of chocolates.
No. Rubbish.
It is. Or is it the third kit? It's the third kit.
You're so wrong. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're wrong.
It's full of too much sugar, John. It's too much sugar. Ugh. You what? The wife likes the dark chocolate, like the 70%
dark chocolate.
Cocoa.
Yeah.
No way.
You're just straight down the line milk chocolate.
Cheap ass chocolate. That's what I want. And the Lindt bunnies, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got one of those as well somewhere.
White chocolate. I don't know if I'll get over that. Anyway, carry on.
God, that was a really strong reaction. I wasn't expecting that. Borehamwood 2, Hartlepool 2. So
oh, a draw.
Yet another draw for Borehamwood. Hartlepool were 2-1 down. Borehamwood were 2-1 up. Hartlepool's keeper went off. Ben Killip got injured. Mm. Didn't have a keeper on the bench. Reese Oates went in goal. Hartlepool equalised. Bournemouth didn't think to have a shot at the, you know, the winger who is in goal for Hartlepool.
This is the second time this has happened, isn't it? This season that an outfield player has gone in goal.
Yeah,
Notts
the other time.
Notts County did it as well.
Yes, you're right.
And sorry, you went very Ray Duffy then, John.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes,
the other time.
Absolutely right, Dave. Of course.
Meadow
Lane.
And that was a draw as well. So it's, I think it was a clean sheet for him as well. So my point of the goalkeeper's not being very good and everyone should take a whole lot
just
more shots.
Shoot. For goodness sake.
Still stands. Not chip it in. Not clip it in with your ankle. Get the ball into the box at pace.
Well, you made a point and it's a very good point. Someone has uploaded, I mean, this isn't a Talk United podcast, but someone has uploaded thousands and thousands of hours of archived Talk United material, like entire seasons. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's beautiful. 87-88 for me, John. It's just like someone's downloaded my daydreams. It's like someone's just got my brain and gone, and Alan Baker's, my dad's,
you found your
board
yeah.
is up in it loads. It's a dream come true for me, John.
I found myself in my first game, 1997.
Oh, brilliant.
It was all a memory before then. Now I've seen it again. It's fantastic.
Actually happened.
And I watched quite a bit of the 2003-2004 promotion Leroy season. But I think
yes.
it worked. The same stance for all of them. Weren't we a lot better at football back then?
I don't know, John. I don't know. I often wonder that. Were we better or did it just seems to be a I don't know. I don't know if we sound like old men. You don't want to sound like old men.
The game is so much quicker.
Wasn't Sammy Collins good?
Direct, yeah.
Oh, I just think, get it in. Look for it, almost get the ball in. Look for a deflection off a defender. That's what we did for the goal at the end of the game. V. Wrexham just got the ball in the box. It came off someone. We had a shot. It came off someone else and we put it in. I know it's messy, but look, I know there's method to it. I know there's method to it, which is just be relaxed, but it feels too slow and it doesn't feel like the ball's get in the box, not shoot, just get it in the box fast.
It's true. It's really
someone
true.
Will tell me why I'm very wrong, but anyway.
Dagenham 0 Aldershot 2, completely pointless game, not interested.
Yeah. Nope.
Halifax 3 Weymouth 2, so Weymouth beaten on Monday. Kingsland 2 Altrincham 0, so Altrincham really sliding down the table.
Which we've still got them to play, so we want them to have nothing to play for when we play them.
But yeah, good result for the Linnets. It's two late goals won it for them from Cairo Mitchell.
Yeah, Cairo Cadogan.
Good old Cairo.
Well done, Cairo. Since he's had the old spotlight put on him by the Nat Obs Pod, John, another goal.
I like the cut of his jib. Cairo
oh, you
Mitchell.
Like that, do you? Yeah. Well, okay.
Like the sound of it. Maidenhead 0, Eastleigh 1. Solihull Moors 0, Sutton 0. So 2 0-0 draws in a row for Sutton. 180 minutes without a goal, 2 draws. Saving
all their goals up for next Tuesday night, John.
Wildstone 5, Barnet 1. That's a local derby. 5-1.
They don't care, John. They don't care. Barnet do not care.
Hopeless, absolutely hopeless. Woking 2, Notts County 4. Woking were 2-0 up at half time. Second half hat trick from Jimmy Knowles turned it round. He sounded like an old striker from the 1950s.
Jimmy Knowles, there.
I remember the old. They go Jimmy Knowles, of course.
Jimmy Knowles, of course. Dave.
So yeah, big win for Notts County. Piling the pressure on Alan Dowson again.
Annoying.
Wrexham 0, Torquay 1. Get in.
Yes.
And Stockport 0, Bromley 0. I saw the last 5 minutes of that game. It was tedious.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is, John, is. If you've not got a dog in the race, as they say, it's not a very good to watch.
No, it's terrible.
is the problem. I watched a stream the other day and I said, oh, to my son, watch this, Stan, watch this with me, will you? And after 10 minutes, I went, don't worry, you don't have to watch this. Because it's like when you're showing your messy house to somebody else and you realise how messy it is just as you go around and you thought you tidied it, but no.
So it means that the table still has Sutton on top, but with three draws in a row, only one win in the last five. Then Hartlepool second, Torquay third, Stockport, Notts County, Chesterfield and Halifax make up the rest of the playoffs. And really still with the playoffs, anyone down to probably, you'd say, Altrincham in 13th can still probably sneak into that playoff.
There's still loads of games, John. Mm. Absolutely loads of games. But if we get to the top of the league, which we could do next Tuesday night, it's on, John. It's on like Jean Valjean. Bring it home. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Oh, what's that? Oh, God. Hello?
Hello? Baker, you bastard, is that you?
This, hello. Hello, Hearst, yes.
Hello. Yeah, this is Hearst here. You're through to the minibus. Hello from the minibus.
A minibus? What's that?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very respectful, Hearst.
No, well, what it was is...
what happened?
What happened was...
Yeah.
I've converted the hearse.
Oh, right. Okay.
The hearse is no longer... Well, it is, but it's dual purpose now.
Okay. It's like a dual fuel oven.
It is. It's gas electric.
All right. Okay. Lovely.
I'm using it as team transport. We've got a team of undertakers because what you don't know about me, Baker, and yes, I'm fine, thanks for asking.
Oh.
What you don't know about me is I've been doing my badges.
Oh, what's that? Your undertaker. Your florist badge, is it? Your undertaker badge.
Baker, you. No, of course not.
Please don't swear, Hearst.
No, apologies for swearing. It's all right. I've just got the team in the back today.
All right.
No mourners.
Doesn't sound very respectful for a hearse.
Well, I've got to have some downtime as well.
Okay. Yeah. You know, sure. I know you've been busy.
We play in black. Just all black kits.
Team of refs, is it?
No, we're a team of undertakers. We play down at Coffin's Well, and I've been training them up because, like I say, I've been doing my badges. I've got me UEFA A licence.
Have you?
Yeah.
UEFA A licence? That's quite high. That costs a lot of money. It seems to be, how have you got your A licence?
Well, it's been worth doing. It's been worth doing because then I'm in a perfect position to call Gary Johnson out as the charlatan that he is.
Oh, right.
And just criticise his methods.
Just got 6 points, Hearst.
Ah, but what he doesn't do, Baker, you bastard, not that I'd expect you to have noticed, is pass with a parcel.
All right. Pass with a parcel.
That is my ethos.
What else are you going to do? Pin the tail on the donkey, what is it?
Pass with a parcel, Baker. Right. That's what he doesn't do. That's what I do. You take the ball, you pass it, you take a layer off.
All right. Okay, yeah. And then what? Is there a little toy in there for someone? Someone's crying because they've not got it?
But, Baker, this is professional football we're talking about here. Well, not professional football, but it's amateur football, really.
Yeah, Sunday. It sounds like pub league to me.
It is for now. But that still leaves me in a very good position to call out Gary Johnson's credentials. He may have had multiple promotions, but he doesn't pass the ball with a parcel.
Oh.
And that's the difference, you see. You pass it, take a layer off. Stick the music back on. Terry, get the music back on, and we go again. Get the ball.
Are you allowed to play music? What happens if there's no music? What happens if they've got their phone in their pocket like a kid on the back of a bus?
Down at the Coffin's Well Arena, it's our home ground. We do what we like. The music is actually the organ from the crematorium that I stick it in the back of there as we wheel it up there.
Oh, yeah. Have the other team's name in flowers, do you?
Pass with a parcel, layer off, and then we go again. It's very intimidating.
So how many layers do you start with? Because obviously by the end...
We've got to get through 90 minutes, of course. So you can probably only imagine the sort of number of layers that we're talking about, and the sort of the first 10 minutes.
There's not a lot
of movement going on, to be honest.
Terrible first half.
But as we get, that's the whole point. You lure them in, the layers keep coming off, pass it, layer off. Get the music going, and then by 89 minutes, we're absolutely flying.
It sounds awful. You don't know what you're on about.
Well, I know much more than Gary Johnson does, that's for sure.
I don't think you do. Hearst, this doesn't sound respectful. This doesn't sound very good, and I'm ending this conversation. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
You are are listening to the National Obsession. Before we do letters, John, any more on the put that on your list?
Oh yeah, do you want me to tell you the other bits on the list? I did promise to.
Yes, please.
Service stations. I've written down because
we've done those. Surely we've done
we've
those,
done
John.
That to death, but
we did about 100 episodes of trowel services.
Did you see the latest list of the nation's favourites?
I did, and trowel was
trowel
quite
way down. I don't want to talk about it too much because everybody's done it. But
tell you what, it was top Bridgewater, Don, John, which I can Don, which I completely. John O'Riordan.
John Henry.
Put that on your list. Bridgewater top, which I 100% agree with.
Gloucester's up there as well. It's quite a nice one.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah. Bridgewater top of the rubbish ones.
Oh, top of the
worst
rubbish.
One. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. Or bottom of the list, as they is
yes,
the other way.
Yes. Yes.
No, put that on your list.
Trowel only had like 46% satisfaction. Are these people mad?
Unbelievable. It's because they got rid of the EDL.
Oh, yes, it's true. The EDC. EDC.
The EDL. The EFL. The EDL. Not
had,
there anymore.
I had that written down and get out of the county. Because
get out of the county. We haven't heard of get out of the county. We haven't heard from him for a while.
Devon and Cornwall have both said, look, the restrictions may have lifted, but don't. Bloody
don't
come.
Come.
Don't come.
Get out of the county.
So I thought Ivor could do a get out
perhaps
of the county.
Perhaps we'll listen to Ivor. We'll speak to Ivor next week, perhaps.
Yeah. Mickey Parcel puns as well.
Oh, Mickey Parcel. We could have done an hour on Mickey Parcel.
Former Torquay, plays for Hornchurch. We thought Hornchurch.
Maybe get him on.
We thought about getting him on, but actually we thought it was actually funnier to just do puns on his name. Parcel.
Good
parcel.
Luck. Good luck to Hornchurch.
Parcel force.
I mean,
parcel of shit, you said.
did I is that a phrase?
Yeah.
Is this parcel of shit a phrase?
I don't think it is, no.
Anyway, it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Oh, yes, we better get going. We've got quite a few to get through. Mark Ridley gets into it.
Newton.
33.
Newton.
He says, hi, John and Charlie. I knew at the start.
On the ice, Mark.
On the ice, Mark. I knew at the start of last week's podcast when he mentioned that you would only be discussing football that you would, in fact, quickly veer off and cover other subjects, including Line of Duty.
It was a football special.
I think so. It was. You go back and check, Mark. It was. He says, when AC12 have solved the mystery in the current series, perhaps they could run the National League with Ted Hastings as chairman.
Ah, yes. He'd be a very good person, too.
I'm sure you're aware that Martin Comston, who plays DS Steve Arnott, was a former professional footballer for Greenock Morton.
Oh,
keep up the
he?
Nonsense, Mark Ridley.
Greenock, was he a professional football professional, was he? He looks, now, here's the thing about Line of Duty. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Excellent letter, on the ice to you. He looks so like my brother. It's unbelievable.
He does a bit, doesn't he? Yeah.
He looks so like him that it's difficult to watch it at times. Because also, my brother did, for a while, have a bad back.
I was going to say, is his back gone?
So I said, it's nice they've written that in for you, Rob. He's honestly, I'm going to get a picture of my brother looking at his most Steve Arnott. And I'll put it on the NatObs Twitter.
Really bad sort of Cockney accent.
No, it's not bad. It's good. It's good.
You think it's all right?
I think he's good. It's not Cockney, is it? It's
I don't know what it is.
It's Southern, John. It's Southern sort of Surrey accent, isn't it? It's a great show.
It is
great fun.
It's fun.
Become a bit like
ludicrous. But
it's a bit like shout out the
catchphrases yeah.
as it goes along. But that's part of the fun of it, isn't it?
Thank you, Mark. Foff 33. Appreciate that.
On the ice to you, Mark.
Another Mark gets in touch.
What a Newton.
Another Mark. Mark Hepworth.
Ah, Mark.
You may remember.
This is the third letter.
This is the third letter.
Third letter.
He sent us a very generic second letter. Just to tick that off.
Don't chase him off, John.
Let's see how he gets on. He says, on the ice to you, wonderful gentlemen.
On the ice, Mark.
I'll get the formalities out of the way by congratulating the Mighty Goals on their Good Friday win. Delighted to see Wright the Redeemer off the treatment table scoring the winner.
Lovely. He did a lovely, actually. He's very good at the old, what do you call it, Photoshop.
Danny Wright on top of Sugarloaf Mountain.
Yeah, well done.
Lovely.
Very good, Mark.
He says, in a previous episode, I vaguely remember you touching on football teams' names, such as the Torquay Somethings. Yes, I think, yeah. Vaguely remember that. Well, with the restart of football.
Was that one of them?
I don't think it was. You know what he means, though.
Yeah.
With the restart of football from Step 7 and below from the 4th of April, I've taken the reins of my local Sunday League team, the Glapwell Gladiators.
Oh, that's good.
Really
Where's
nice.
Clapwell.
No idea how or where the name Gladiators originates from. I've adopted a very Gary Johnson-like style to the start of my managerial role by signing a few players who've previously played for me. Very nice. We play in the Chesterfield and District Sunday League Division 2 and currently sit bottom with minus 1 point. Point deducted for ineligible player.
Who was that? Wolf? Jet? Who was it?
He said, my first game at the helm.
On my first whistle.
My first game at the helm is against fierce rivals Rangers FC on the 4th. Hopefully it'll be a great Easter
Rangers
all
FC.
Round.
Rangers Mark, FC. Mark the actual does actually, Rangers FC.
Mark sends an update as well, actually, after the game. Update from my first game yesterday, Sunday League Manager. We lost 3-1.
Oh, you'd sound like Hepworth out.
Without running the risk of sounding like John Pemberton, we were unlucky.
Hashtag Hepworth out.
Conceded an early goal against the run of play. Equalised from a corner when we were on top of the game. Lost our centre half due to a head injury, which for me changed the game. Had plenty of ball second half but couldn't score. They scored 2 goals late on as we sent men forward looking
this
for 3 points.
It's a shame.
Mark John Pemberton, Hepworth.
Lovely. Hepworth out.
And he's in Chesterfield as well,
lovely.
Mark. So
well,
real
God,
full Pemberton.
Really is full Pemberton. Now, Mark, lovely letter, but this is what we're going to say. Just to give you a little bit of, what do you call it, John, when you... Can't think this morning. My brain doesn't work.
I'm it not. Is early.
When you're trying to get someone to do something, bit of carrot and stick for you, Mark here. When you win your first game as manager of Gladwell Gladiators, let us know, and then you'll get your FOF number.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go.
Mark's now sent 4 emails and still hasn't got a FOF.
Well, no,
FOF pending.
FOF pending. 3 emails he sent, isn't he?
Yeah.
FOF pending, Mark. You will be a FOF at some point.
Once you get that win, yeah. What,
but your number won't be given to you until you get your win. And that's just a little bit of, you know...
Bit of motivation.
Bit of a... That's the word I've been... The word I've been looking for. Isn't that strange? The word I've
the
lost
word
in my...
motivation.
my vocab. The word I've lost over this whole period is motivation. Yes. Hey, Mark, on the ice.
Well,
thanks
Mark,
for the letter.
Lovely
good
letters.
Luck to we'll keep us in touch. There we are. And when you win, you get your FOF number. So no cheating. We will look it up. Mark, on the ice to you.
And finally, Pete Garley gets in.
Ah, young man, to Garley, Garley. Is this now for four?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Mr. Garley? Is
the OG's
this? This is the headmaster, isn't it?
No, that's Nick Garley.
That's Nick Garley, for goodness sake.
You never get the Garleys right.
Got me Garleys twisted.
Pete Garley is Nick Garley's son.
Yes, of course. Go on.
He says, Charlie and John, happy Easter, fellas. Congrats on the last minute winner on Easter Monday. Scenes that were matched by the discovery that Bohemian Rhapsody wasn't number one on that ridiculous Radio X top 100 list.
That's not, it's not ridiculous, John, actually.
Charlie aggressively soundtracks.
But you're very close to losing your FOF number there, actually. I will stand up for Radio X, best of British, the best of British on Radio X.
He says, anyway, I sincerely hope you're in League 2 next season by finishing as number one. Now, can you say that in the Radio X style?
Number one. When you do those, Joe, number 100, 99, 98, 97,
okay.
90. You get the idea. Now, do you know the reason Bohemian Rhapsody used to win, John?
No.
It's because John Robbins used to be a presenter on Radio X. He has since left for Five Live. It's an excellent show on a Friday afternoon with Ellis James. And so he doesn't put in the work for Queen to win.
Anyway, Pete goes on to say, can you, when I cue you, just say number 20? He says,
why? But I'm not, I do charge money for this, Pete. But yes, go on.
I sincerely hope you're in League 2 next season by finishing as number one in the National League. And we aren't by finishing as cute.
Number 20.
Or above in League One.
Yes.
Up the town, up the girls on the ice.
Oh, yeah. Up the girls on the ice, Pete. Who's his team again? Oh, Northampton, yeah. Awful team. But, you know, good luck to them. There we are. Well, lovely letter. What a lovely bunch of letters there, John.
Really nice.
Well, people have really stepped up. Really great FOFs. If you do support another team and you listen to us, do give us a shout on, what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, or find us on that at NatObsPod. Do leave us a 5-star review on the old iTunes. That'd help us out, wouldn't it, John?
The old iTunes, yeah.
Thanks for listening. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.